Hey, you. I'm recording on a different device today, so it may be not my normal type, but you know, that's how life is sometimes. Okay, so we're kind of going on like a little journey because I'm not too sure. What I wanted to do for a fantasy one. Okay. I've kind of had like different ideas. I've had like some really weird dreams recently, and they've been quite horrific sometimes. But I guess the one that's on my mind at the moment is like a wedding type one where like we meet at a wedding and we're like guests and we get put together. We're like friends of either bride and groom or the opposite depending, and we just hit it off. Like we just vibe and we just, you know, just connect and have fun with each other. And like we dance a bit and we just connect in a like spiritual kind of way, like a vibe kind of way, you know. I hate saying spiritual, but like that's the first thing that popped in my head. And like you hold like my body close, for the slow ones, and your hand like reaches my waist, and like grips it, and you like ask if you know we want to talk privately somewhere like. All that, and I hint that I've been hinting the whole night that I've got a bed, like a hotel room booked upstairs, and you're like kind of like, oh, I didn't want to be so forthcoming, and you know, that kind of thing. You know, try and be a gentleman, but I'm like, it's okay, like, you know, we have this. Yeah, this vibe between one another. We go upstairs to my room, we have like some water and stuff, or a drink or whatever. And we just like kinda like chill and chat for a bit until like we get quite close and your hand is on my thigh. And like you open my legs and ask if you know if it's okay if you touch and taste, and I say yeah, that's absolutely fine, like I want to feel wanted. It's been a while, and you're like, it has me too, but I can't help but like smell, and I really want to taste. Like you really want to taste my pussy. And then like you, spit. Like you hike up my dress and then you spit on my panties just so you can like look at how wet I am, but also like just look at my clit and how it looks, and you give like this low like growl and tell me like how pretty my pussy is, because you know, manners. and the tongue finds my clip over my panties, and you're like, rock hard. Like, that's really hot when, like, a guy is, like, stroking as he eats or having to touch himself because he's that turned on by the taste of my juices. Like, that's super hot. And, like, your tongue, like, meets my clit over my panties, and because of how wet it is, like, they're starting to rip slightly, which I giggle, and you say, like, you're sorry, which I giggle, and I'm like, it's okay, like, that's absolutely fine, it happens. And then you make the comment of, like, you hope they're not expensive, which is quite funny. And I'm like, no, like, they're fine. And that's when you, like, rip them off. And you kind of, like, make a level low growl because, you know, you can see up close now. And you're, like, super, like, super in, like, really, like the look of it, and you're like, even better now that, you know, they're off, or they're not there anymore. Which I kind of giggle, and, like, run a hand through your hair as you dive in, and, like, your tongue touches my clit. And, like, circles it and slowly go up and down. And slides inside me. Which makes me, like, stroke your hair, like, more urgently. And you tell me it's okay to be as rough as I want, with the orgasm you're gonna give me, which kind of makes me shudder. I'm not a very rough person, but, like, when it comes to, like, if a guy is, you know, give me permission to, like, at least pull his hair, then yeah. I try not to pull as much, but some men aren't into that, but some men are. And yeah, he's, like, circling my clit and with his tongue and just really, like, getting the spots that I have. And then one of your fingers, goes inside me and starts to push in slowly, which makes me gasp as it's going against my G-spot. And my head falls back, and you, like, kind of, like, laugh, but, like, not in, like, a nasty way, just in a, like, you like the feeling of, like, my taste on you, my pussy on you, but also the fact that, like, that I'm in this, like, dream state of what you're doing. And yeah, you continue, like, your play on me, and, like, you ask me questions, like, how does it feel, like, do you want it more, do you want it faster, making me communicate with you. And when, like, I stop kind of, like, responding and just moaning, that's when you're like, okay, you can't talk, that's okay. And you just continue looking and fingering me, to the point that, like, I begin to come, and you encourage me to come because, like, you realize, like, that is gonna happen soon. And then I come all over your face and stuff. and you like lick it, like give it one last lick, and your cock is out because you've been playing with it, like stroking it up and down as you've been tasting me and moaning on my clip. And after I come, I kind of lean forward and like begin to like jerk it slowly. But you're like, no, I need to fuck you. Like, I don't care. Like, I just need it. So I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, next time, like maybe a bit more selfish, but like, I just need, like, you just need me, basically. And like, I'm like, okay. And I give it another like cheeky two pumps before like you slip my hand away and put like and like slowly like put your like cock all over, like your cock head over my clit, and like start to rub gently, which makes me like giggle and kind of like beg you to put it in. And then you ask me to beg again because it wasn't, because you wanted to hear it again. And then you tell me I'm a good girl, and then you push inside me, and you then hold my hand above my head, and we kiss really passionately. Like our tongues are dancing as like you push inside me and slowly go inside me, and like I bite your lip as like I feel each time it goes in, and you like giggle, and you're like, that does feel really good. And like you tell me how good it feels for you, and then I ask you to go faster and a little bit harder, and you're like, yeah. And then that's when like you continue to push inside me and go a little bit faster, not actually rougher, but just a little bit harder. And you push in and out and hold my arms above my head, which I'm trying to like try and touch you, and you're like giggling because you're like, no, you can't touch me, which is kind of fun in that moment. I was like, the really like like orgasmic, you know, euphoric feeling that's happening between me and you, and how you're fucking me and how you're wanting me, and you start to pump faster and harder, and you're telling me that you can't help yourself but to come. And then I say to you that it's okay to breed me, which obviously like turns you on so freaking much that you ask me to say it again. So I say it again. I'm like, breed me. It's okay to breed me. And then you go faster, but then you look over and there's like my vibrator to the side. It's a bullet or a one. And you're like, well, if I'm gonna come and breed you, then you're gonna come too. And I just kind of like roll my eyes. And I'm like, okay. And then, yeah, you put the vibrator into my clit, and then find the spot. Like, I tell you like where it is, And as soon as I find it, my head goes back and I'm unable to speak because of how good that feels. And then you're like, oh, I found that spot, haven't I? And it's like, yeah. Yeah, you start using the toy on me, round in circles in the way that I like it, as you're hitting my G-spot every time, and you're going faster and harder, and you tell me that it's okay to touch you now, so you release my arms, and I have my hands in your hair and on your shoulders and along your back, grazing my fingernails into your back. And as you tell me that you're going to come soon, that you need me to come all over your cock, which I nod. And you kind of put off your orgasm because I need to come before you, which is what you tell me. And I'm like, okay, fine, you have it your way. It's like, yeah, I will have it my way. That's kind of fun. You put the vibrator up higher. And circle it on there as you start to fuck me harder again, and my eyes roll back, and then that whole thing of like I'm about to come, like I look up into your eyes and I take like how good it feels, and that I'm literally about to come all over your big fat cock. And then you smile, and then you start kissing my neck, and you start coming with me as I'm coming all over your cock, all my juices and cream, like all over you, as you continue to rub the wand all over my clit. And as I finish coming, you turn the vibe off and you come all inside me. And you're like growling and moaning with me as I'm coming. And you tell me like how good it feels to be inside me. And like we kiss for a few minutes, just laying there together. And then I make some joke about how, like, maybe you should dry clean. You should get my dress dry clean. And then you, like, roll your eyes and, like, and then you make a joke about how, like, you should buy me a new dress. That's kind of cute. But yeah, that was just a winning one that, like, I've had a few fantasies in my head. I've had, like, a spy one in my hand from a dream I had that was kind of hot, and then I've had like a few others and stuff, but the wedding one I think I've had for a while. But yeah, sorry for like the weird, like obviously the audio is not going to be as good as it once was. I'm sorry for yawning a couple of times. I'm still pretty tired. I'm trying to do better. But and I'm also, I'm gonna try and get some stuff sorted for, like, audio-wise and stuff, but that's for future stuff. But yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will speak to you guys soon.